that after the name of the person that you need to remember the point of the name of the person together with the date of which
the previous place to name.
Yeah.
The OD, the previous place D that's deleted it.
Yeah.
Member states, we should change that to have the order to make more sense.
Yeah. Can we move then there, commission, vacancies, commission also there for potential changes, condition of appointment
yeah.
of members of commission. Those are areas there, 900.
It's 54.
Any issue that you want to raise there, the minister must, after consultation, the minister of finance. It seems cover that. Any new idea or new view?
The previous one referred to the CTLC.
Can we move to 101? Commission. Let's move to 102, commission. All of them are just consideration. Not substantive. Page 103, lot of commission. But why still use one word so many times? There's no other way to craft it without using it. Once you have indicated that you're talking about commission, the rest is consequential for you. But anyway.
Okay, for the official A list, you have to amend every single line where it's necessary.
Never.
For the A list.
The A list is going to work it that way.
Yeah, you see in the A-list, every single line where you are meant, you must do it. You must indicate it.
Can we move on? Page 104, General Provision, Chapter 5. Those are areas that are yellow there that we have a long discussion on them. They overlap to page 105. Any new issue there, general application or general provision. Central advisor, I have read that. Honorable member, can we move to, of course, the regulation is almost consequential there. Let's move to 60 sub 1 or sub 3. There's a new sub 3 there that we have. Any regulation made under this section must be within 90 days of the notice of annexation. In section, subsection 1, be tabled in Parliament for notice. It's not really for anything, just for notice.
Yeah.
It's really very important issue. Delegation of powers and duties to the people. 58 now is 61. And we have included one there that is amended. That is sub 5. A premium must inform the minister of any delegation contemplated. The rest in this 2 pages is really correction and the consequential matter.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are we on 107?
107.
At the top of 107 sub 5 there, Premier must inform the Minister of any delegation contemplated in the section. I would propose that we add in at the end of that within 30 days of the delegation.
Within 30 days of the
delegation. Page 107.
Because anyway, once that delegated are there already.
Yeah. You must inform the Minister.
Inform the Minister that I delegated. Comply with all requirements of this act. is
108-109. We have amended that accordingly. Can we move? Okay. Yeah. Sub 4. I raised this at the last meeting where I said a tribal authority that immediately before September 2004 had been established and was still recognized as such. And then I suggested that we include and is consistent with the requirements of the traditional leadership and governance framework, because they might have been recognized as such, but they because the Amendments Act legitimized certain traditional or tribal authorities that were not legitimate in terms of their election. So what I'm saying here is that they need to have been compliant in order for them to continue. Otherwise, we must say no. We must go through the process. We must make sure that these tribal authorities and traditional accounts and traditional councils are 100% compliant with the rules. Otherwise, we shouldn't allow them to go through.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a similar provision than the one that the committee, you know, looked at the framework amendment bill recently.
Mm.
Maybe just to explain, Chair, how we understand it. Remember that date of 24 September 2004, I believe, was the date that the Framework Act came into operation. So it doesn't cover the ones that came, the ones that were existed, established after the Framework Act came into operation, because obviously they were supposed to comply with it. So it deals with those prior to the Framework Act commencing into, even though it's the 2003 Act, it only came into operation in 2004. And what it says now is, look, we recognize the fact, or we acknowledge the fact, that there are tribal authorities that existed, and then after the commencement of the Framework Act, and we all know, you know, with the Framework Amendment Bill, that one of the reasons is that they did not meet the requirements. So what we now say, yes, we acknowledge the fact that you were there, but you have to meet this requirement now of Section 62 within 2 years. And then, as members suggested in one of the previous meetings, we then said, instead of saying that the minister, if they don't meet it, that the minister may take the necessary steps, we actually now say, minister, if they do not do this, you have to implement this act to make sure that they meet these requirements once and for all and become traditional council.
In fact, this they exist in part of it.
Yeah.
That's why we just call them traditional or
tribal
authorities.
Yes. It's the old name.
But we have already taken a decision that after this act becomes law, there will be nothing called tribal authorities.
Yeah.
All structures for the council, say the traditional
councils. Yes.
Yes. No problem with that whatsoever. Absolutely no problem. The only thing that I would suggest is that after the 16.2 in both cases in that subsection, that it be and 16.11.
What is 11 again?
16.11 is about who may not be a member of a
disqualification.
The disqualification criteria.
16.14.
No, 16.11.
Let me just double check. I think it's actually going to be both.
Because 16.2 talks about how it's composed. But 16.11 says that the members must not be under the age of 18, they must be a South African citizen, etc., etc., etc.
That is
14.
What is
16.11?
11 is when they must vacate offices, and then 16.14 is no person is eligible to be elected or selected. We can actually refer to both.
Mm.
All I'm saying is that
both.
The one is composition,
yeah,
and the other is about the individual.
Refer to both.
Okay, I'm happy.
11 and 14. Okay.
110. A new part of three there. In the absence. See now that is C and G there, it was E before, but it's C now. We have amended it after consultation the reference C. This A, the name of the program, is a lot other than 1 year and now 2 years. Any issue that double thing is not covered well? Can we then move to page 111? Yes.
One of them called premium and two on to premium. We have seen from experience the 2003 Framework Act. You know, if I'm saying provinces, not a very short premium, they've got to do this and they've not done it. And I wonder whether we cover it with saying the minister will then intervene. So don't leave it again, come back to Parliament.
So that
there's got to be mechanisms where they need to get in that position so that it will be done.
Chair, if I look at 6 C, if the time frame of 2 years is not met, the minister may
The tradition there, of course, they got 10, 18, and 11. Then they amended accordingly on page 113.
Yeah.
Any other issue there, other consequences? Let's move to clause 114, clause 17, 18, 19, 20A, 20B. The yellowed area, those are your amendments. Standing by those amendments, that's all.
I have a problem with sub 17 there, which is notwithstanding the provisions of section 16, the members of a kingship, queenship, principal or traditional principal traditional council or a traditional sub council. Doesn't say anything about a traditional council.
The next one.
Okay, whatever. Who were members remain members. In other words, you might not be a South African citizen, which is one of the requirements of section 16, but because of this proviso, you are entitled to remain a member until 2022. Now, I don't think that's right. I think that we need to delete section 17 and 18 there, and make them, because we've already said that they must be compliant with section 16. So now we're saying, but if you're not compliant, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, remember the, first of all, it's different councils in 17 and 18, but also there's different, you know, the staggered approach with how the time frames will end, how their terms will end, and they are, in terms of that framework amendment bill, they have to be established now, and those disqualifications are in the Framework Act already. So a person who becomes a member now, after the framework amendment bill becomes law, must be tested against those same disqualifications. So it's unlikely that, I understand what the Honourable Member is saying, but it's unlikely that there's going to be a person, unless we are not doing our job now with the reconstitution, because we have to make sure that people are not disqualified in terms of the current framework. It's the same disqualification.
To be fair, Chair, since 2004, the department hasn't done a very good job on this. I mean, the track record is not great. So you're going to have to check every single member and their criteria and the like. I'm saying that we need to be very clear and say no.
Yeah, we have amended them accordingly.
Yeah. It's can you be a problem?
Don't forget the yellow, because we have a discussion about grid, how we want to approach it. There may be other new thinking on it.
Chair, I think if we take it out, we may have a challenge, because they're going to be reconstituted now, and all that this is saying is, look, if you were a member now, by the time that this bill becomes law, which may be in 2018, 2019, 2022, remember the council continues until 2022. So all that we're saying basically is, if you are a member, legitimate member, complying with the current law, and you are a member by the time this bill becomes law, you will remain a member until the expiry. We've already dealt with earlier in the bill with the time frames of the structures as such. Mm. This just deals with the actual members.
Okay.
So, but it's still the committee.
We had a long discussion on this. I think we thought it's covering us better. Because we extended this to 2022.
Yeah.
May 2022.
Chair? Just as a point of clarity, I'm not concerned about the time frames now. This is not about the time frame. I'm concerned about the criteria for membership. Well, I mean, Dr. Vetter indicates that it's unlikely that these people will get through. You know, we can't talk about likelihood. We have to talk about the law.
It's a future bill.
So the community, as soon as the person is there for the year, even if they don't have proper
documentation.
If the person is helping the community, they can easily go to that person. So in order to eliminate that,
but they took it.
Yeah, I'm looking up at the framework act, the current clause 3 capital A, which deals with kingship, queenship councils, and similar provisions are there for other councils. There's a particular clause that deals with the same one that we have in 1611 in this new bill, that deals with when you must vacate, you know, when you cease to be a South African citizen, when you have been convicted of some offence, etc. And then 3A14 is similar to 1614 in this bill. Talks about you cannot become a member of these councils if you are not a South African citizen. Yeah. You're under the age of 18. They are all there. So what I'm saying is that this is the current law that must be applied when the current reconstitution takes place.
Yeah.
So the bill, all that it says is, if you comply with this and you are becoming a member now with the reconstitution, you will remain a member until the date that the expiry of the term of office of the council is there. Otherwise, you may have a challenge. I think there's similar provisions, you know, with the members of the houses also. They come in here, 20 years, the next clauses, sub-clauses. It also deals the same with the members of houses. Because earlier in the bill, we dealt with the terms of the structures, and this transitional one deals with the actual members. But, of course, if any member is later found to be disqualified in terms of the current law, the member must be out, yeah.
Okay, got it. Yes, cool. Let's move forward. What is this one? Is 20 sub C. A recognized senior question.
The new ones are
who becomes a co-opted member.
22 and 23.
Yeah.
That's an issue that I welcome them. Sub 21.
That's the partnership. The partnerships one. It's 22. Yeah. The review.
Any partnership. we move to sub B, if a premium of the premium, that one is covered already, that we have spoken about it also earlier. Sub 3, 23, apparently 23. The next page, that is the amendment to legislative legislation, consequential 64, 65, 66. We have added there 66, sub 2, different comments on the day, maybe it's a man.
Chair, I still don't agree with the wording of that section.
Which one? The last one.
Sub 2.
The different one.
Yeah.
What is the point that you are
making? Chair, I must say that it's very vague. It basically says that, well, anybody can determine what the different dates are, and
the president,
it doesn't say that.
We would not judge.
I suggested that commencement dates for various provisions of this Act may be determined by the President by proclamation in the Government Gazette. So I wanted it spelled out that the President is the person responsible, that it must be proclaimed, and that what you said here is just, well, I decide today that commencement date, that's basically what you said here.
No, that's how they do it.
Well then they're wrong.
Won't give it.
No, you're that's the wording that I have.
One of the points here, I thought this one wouldn't hold up.
Do you remember any clause must be read in total?
Yeah.
And sub clause 1 tells you it's only the president who can do this, no one else. And all the sub clause 2 is saying, this is provisions that you'll find in hundreds of laws over the years. All the sub clause 2 is saying is, President, when you do determine the date of commencement, you are allowed to determine different dates for different provisions. For whatever the reasons may be, which obviously will have to be advised by the relevant minister or department or even parliament maybe, to say you are not ready to implement, let's say, chapter 2 or chapter 3. You will find it with the current, 2009 amendment of the Framework Act, that one of the chapters has a different commencement date than the other provisions.
Again, I'm not disputing the fact that it happens and that consensus can be done. I'm saying that we need to be clear about the process. And the process should be that the President must proclaim in the Government Gazette. That's all.
You can't put that in there.
Anyway, look, I'm not going to down my court for this.
Sub 1.
Sub 1.
Sub 1 is not sub 2.
No, but it's
you read
it
in
context.
It's one section.
It's one section.
You can't read it like that.
Okay. Madam,
but we can put it in
tomorrow morning.
But do we need different commission
dates?
Do we need different commission dates?
If they are saying,
because it will encourage inconsistency. The language we are using now is that all those structures must be aligned to the time frames of the National House.
So
I wonder whether
we just remove it.
Okay,
I think maybe if we look at the original bill, the bill is tabled.
Yeah.
We may stay with that particular clause. Look, the only thing where there is a possibility of something that may not immediately happen, but I remember we discussed it in a committee, is that advisory committee, which is now a commission, when they start with their work. But we built in timeframes in the bill itself to deal with that particular challenge. So if you look at the bill as tabled in Parliament, it just says this act is called the Tradition and Khoisan Leadership Act, and then 2015 at the moment. Which means that when this bill is signed off by the President and proclaimed in the Gazette, that date of proclamation is automatically the date of coming into operation of the whole piece of legislation.
Okay.
Yep.
Then we delete it. It doesn't cause any problem.
No. with the backstop in case.
Yeah, so now opens up only two different days.
Mm-hmm. It will just be my
only time. Okay. So then, by the point that Professor is raising, as you are raising, is that the margin allows too much flexibility that general cause confusion. That people
so they will be
their way, they don't start moving to adapt.
Yes, to move.
So they are accommodated by him. Then now, according to line 117, this code of conduct of members of houses and councils. I'm not sure what you want to do. Let's move on. 117, 118. I don't see an amendment there or any solution. 119, top dead B. That member is required in terms of this. What is this item? Can we draw from the meeting? Item meaning the code of conduct.
Okay, I remember the words that are deleted, code of conduct, was a bit vague. And then this one is now, it only appears once in the code of conduct, that is item 5.1b. So we made it very specific to refer to that case.
Okay. Let's move on, colleagues. Functions and non-attendance, these are issues there, there's no issue. 120, personal gain, a member may not be used the position of privilege 5.
This code of conduct asks what kind of thing. Is it only confined to houses, to houses and councils? Recent experience with that, with some things, we did not know how to approach that. Yeah, in the framework act, you have just one sentence. If a person has violated the customs and something like that. But I believe that traditional leaders in general, since it's in another process, they must also be subjected to it.
Yeah.
Because they are leaders in their own right. If somebody violates something and so on, we must be able to deal with that in common.
Mm.
Okay. Let us see if it's not in the field someone.
Yeah, it applies to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, to leaders, yeah.
Okay. Can we move to 121? 1219 2A.
Yeah.
We have included there.
Can I comment on that one, Chair?
Yeah.
Thanks, Chair. It's a very last meeting before the short recess. There was a discussion about this particular matter and about the missed requirements. So just for the sake of members, we looked very carefully at that missed document. And what it basically says is that any author, any person or institution or body who is the author of a particular document may classify such a document. So what we've done here to remove any confusion is to say, look, the House cannot just simply, or no one can just simply classify a document as they wish. But if they are the author, the original author, then they are allowed to do that. The missed documents allows that, the missed guidelines.
So actually, where are we at the moment?
Page
1219. Can we come back to 120. Sub 7 sub 1. You may recall that I said that when elected or appointed, a member must within 60 days, and I asked that it be inserted, and thereafter on an annual basis.
What do you want to do when a member is appointed or elected?
60 days. And thereafter on an annual basis.
I've no problem with that, Chair, but let's just consider also on the next page, sub 2, which says that any change in the nature or detail of your financial interest of a member must annually be declared in writing. So what this thing basically was saying, look, you have to declare all of this, right? But if there's no changes, but if there's a change, you must. Yeah.
Okay, not a member of parliament. A parliament must declare every month, even if you got zero.
Yeah.
If
members are happy with
that. Only can declare something worthwhile.
New suit.
Any member can't declare.
I wish, Chair, I wish.
Except my rights against someone. I'm not sure how much that was declared. And long time ago, it doesn't apply to you. Not something of
sure,
I think we are covered on that.
Yeah, covered, Chair, thank you.
Let's move to
123,
there's an error 7A is deleted, but it's reinstated in terms of, so now it's not redrafted.
Yeah.
In question 7A, we have deleted some of the area that are redacted, or red carded. The yellow one is the one that's been included.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it simple and straightforward for purposes of interpretation and understanding by members of the B also there is here.
Sorry. Can we just fix the wording a little bit there? If the National House does not conduct an investigation, does not have an investigation conducted.
The wording is wrong.
Does not conduct an investigation.
Does not conduct an investigation. It makes it better reading. The meaning is still the same. Okay?
No problem.
Honourable Manham?
Share on the next page.
Page 124.
Yeah, 11.1.
Is the provincial house?
Why are we excluding the chairperson?
I have dealt with. I remember we discussed it the last week. It's discussed in another clause. I just want to check which one is it. Oh, it's 3A on page 124. 3A right at the bottom, the proviso, deals with the code of conduct, the breach of the code of conduct by a chairperson of a provincial house.
Are you fine, man?
In other words, Chair, what it says is, look, if it's a chairperson that's involved, then it's not the provincial house that appoints the investigator. But the premier must then appoint.
Can appoint people to investigate.
Yeah.
Okay, that must be, you are part of the inner core, must be careful.
Chair, what if the Premier does not?
Then he's in trouble.
Well, because the Minister must have more area to say about.
And again, the wording is
the Minister will not have authority over
the
provincial house. The Minister will not have authority over the provincial house. Concurrency.
In 3A, if the relevant provincial house, local house, or council does not conduct an investigation, should say, and the Premier considers it necessary, then I think we need to have a new clause somewhere that says that if a Premier does not conduct an investigation, the Minister may.
Well, the Minister of Authority.
You know, my point is that there are, I'm going to use this word again, there may be factions supporting one or another individual, and the Premier may not implement it because that person is in their faction. This would allow the Minister to step in and say it must be investigated, there must be action taken.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that would be a reasonable.
And then
we put it in.
The other, also add that the premier's intervention must have a time frame, because the premier may not sleep for a long, long time, at which point, if it is fixed, something like within 90 days, and the premier is not at home, therefore, the minutes are kicked in.
Time frame.
Okay. Let's move to 125, no issue there. That in the code of conduct of this council or council member.
But why is the person on the chair stipulated that the other ordinary member? Any investigation?
Any member.
But of course, we raise the point that ordinary members, the provincial structure will appoint a committee to investigate the but if a chairperson who shares the council, the upper structure of the senior must be amended. Because it will be difficult for him to call a meeting that is going to be investigated. Therefore, that's why the upper structure of the senior can be consistent. But if the premier fails to do that within 90 days, then the minister may intervene, whatever way the may intervene. He may encourage the premier to start doing that. He may also nudge some of the members to start this. But he must intervene to avoid again the point that is raised initially by the professor, how he wants to start doing this.
We just need to look at the time frame again.
Can we move to 125? No issue there, as far as I see. 126, we included there the Constitution of the Republic.
Yes.
We deleted there, I'm not sure, may the Almighty God by His grace and ancestors. That was a big issue. But now I'm persuaded that I was not in government. Since I went to another meeting and people were saying that to the ancestors, please guide me, my ancestors. But why is it not simple like ours? Simple, straightforward, there's no five days, and then you take an oath, and so help me call. Or I do, in terms of affirmation. I just propose that let us make it a simple one. All the phrases that you are doing are not correct. Allow the simple one that members of parliament are doing. I think it covers us very well. No one ever complained, even those ones who take us to court, have never complained about affirmation and all. Because I think it's very simple, straightforward. I think we must consider this. And then it's signed by a member. Can we move then to affirmation? Again, there we included the Supreme Law of our country. Again, we deleted the ancestors, not a big issue.
My apologies, Che. As a committee, take a specific decision out. I may have missed it. We may have missed it.
About what?
On page 120, what's that one? Six. Or about changes.
Is it
fine as it is with the changes, or
no,
that you also suggested we must delete that part that says maybe Almighty God?
No, the point that I was raising, general and passing, that why can't you retain what members of parliament
okay.
are doing?
But it's fine like
simple, straightforward. And then I'm just worried here, may the mighty God and His grace, we may continue. I think there's a simple one that members of councillors, members of parliament, provincial legislature, they take. I think it's very simple and straightforward.
So we replace these two.
Replace that with a simple
one. Yeah. Okay.
Whether it's for members of provincial, but the parliamentary one is bad here.
Okay.
Very straightforward. Affirmation, taken an oath. The difference is so little anyway. Just so help me God, I do it. That's the difference. It doesn't cause problems. But I've got no problem for praising the ancestors or venerating them. No, not praising them, venerating them.
They will be
in their phase of war.
Yes. Yes, if people use one for the ancestors, what about if then there is a limit that we have to make the same one?
Yeah.
People don't have that really one ancestor.
Yeah.
Your point is correct. That an oath is an oath to a higher whatever, and an affirmation is I do solemnly swear. Is that's the atheist approach or the non-religious approach? You say I do solemnly swear that I will uphold the Constitution of South Africa, kind of thing. That's what we do in Parliament. It's that simple. It's some kind of higher power oath or an affirmation where you swear. As simple as that.
When you swear to the Republic of South Africa, when you take an oath for the Almighty in his face in the earth, I like that word. And the Almighty. Just move on. Go to part two affirmation. Again there.
You replace it.
You
replace it with the parliamentary.
Yeah, do the parliamentary. But look at it anyway. I'm not saying that is the most correct one. It's just the judges who assist us to take oath generally in paper for that. Because there will be very rare those who find traditional leaders who are not somewhere at the... I've never seen a thing, but not even from a judge. He's an atheist. It seems all of them are the spiritual human beings. And they're not in terms of spiritual, not spiritual. Is a highly religious type.
I think the Constitution.
It's very nice because the consciousness is great of the Almighty. Let us move. Let's go to page 128. These those are consequential issues. Can we move to 129? Even then, we are just at a point. We move to page 180. If there is a special 2018. Move to 131, consequential 2018. Of course, these areas, all of them were amended by the team. So it means that there are no new amendments.
Yeah.
133, the president may, if he deems, there's no issue there. Then here we are dealing with unless the content indicates otherwise, that will be clear for interpretation purposes. What is a coin concept? What is the traditional coin friend? MEC, just the definition. So let us go for 137. A person may not be a participating leader. He or she is under the age of 18. He's not a South African citizen. All these qualifications are there. I thought there already somewhere that we have dealt with them.
Yeah.
But here, of course, it's just again elaboration of that.
Yeah, this was for the insertion of Section 81 into the Municipal Structures Act.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those participating leaders, in the council.
Can we move to 138? We have put in a new amendment there, provided that the non-attendance or non-participation of any participating leader will have no effect on any municipal council. Yes, Honorable Maluleka.
I will not promote to non-attendance.
Yeah. In answer to that, I would say no, because although they are participants in council, they are not members of council, and as such they have no impact on the decision of council. They don't count for quorum or anything like that. So whether they are there or not, it's not so much about their attendance as whether or not the decisions of the council will be delegitimized by their absence. And what this is saying is that the council can carry on even if the traditional leaders don't attend.
Of course, when they are not there, they will apologize.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they are observers. What we want to do is creating a platform from them to influence this issue. But if they don't attend, no one punishes them. They are not part of the quorum. And none of decision making, they may influence decision, but they are not taking any decision. You should encourage them to participate fully. I think the point that Honorable Maluleke made is very important. Anyway, we are going to pay them. It's not that hard, we are going to pay them. We should pay them because they work, not because they were born better.
We get salaries.
And we pay for the productivity rather than being born by a certain family. That family also anyway took over from other families. Let us move to page 139. I see no issue there. As members want to reconsider all the amendments that they put, they have been reinserted there. Again, it's just explaining more and more what are the issues there. On page 140L, we have highlighted this area again.
There
was a discussion about some of these issues. We changed some of the interpretation, and it's very easy. But I hope that for better as we move on, when this bill is taken to court, the court will understand it in terms of interpretation. The court deals with procedures and interpretation.
Yes.
If they interpret this bill and find the bill is not really easily interpreted, they may then reject something. I'm just saying that if there are people who wish to do this wrong, but as it's structured now, it's very heavy. The gender neutral, it's very progressive, it's recognizing what is existing. And I think we can make it land use management act again. That is too much. Of course we know that there's a problem about this. People are raising attention on this. But we have been such a thing that we should support it. Let's move to page 141. I didn't see any issue there that members are concerned about that. 142 is only one consequential there. 2018. 2015 submitted accordingly, and then 2018 next year. Again, to allow the bill was introduced in 2015, but it's going to be accepted by the House. I guess 2018 this year. And SOP, they may drag it for another 1 year. Maybe it becomes the law in 2021. By 2022, the term ends, and they must start again. We hope that the NOP is going to push a little bit faster to ensure that 2018 where the bill becomes law. And then it's easy then to start working and allow space for 2022 to clean their house for many other people. Let us move to page 143, schedule, refill of legislation. Those are easy issues, all of them are there. It seems when our members we have done again what we're supposed to do. Doesn't mean that tomorrow if we wake up we find something very worried we can't raise before adoption of the bill. We have gone clause by clause again, another clause by clause, another clause by clause. It seems broadly speaking we have exhausted a new idea. But then the team of parliament and the team of the department or state law advisors, they will work it out now. Put the new amendment that we're putting for today. And there are very few amendments. And then next week, as we meet, after we have adopted the program, we'll then adopt it formally. We just, we may not need a lot of time. We can't need a lot of time. How long do you think we can do without the lawyers? And then Emma is not here. But of course she apologized because she was the first for 2 hours. And then how long is it going to take for us finance? We I think 1 hour 5. We should in the next possible space in the National Assembly. We must table the bill for acceptance by the House. And then to allow and to see some 1 month. Is it going to take you long, Doctor?
Okay, thanks. Look, the amendments that were agreed to today, we'll do today.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do, we're going to put them in the A-list, which is the other document that we handed out to you. It's currently 36 pages. We'll put them in there because that is what's going to become the official amendment, as members know. Once Trish and I are done with it, it will go to Bongiwe. She will do the final legal editing, and then they will take it from there between her and Shireen and Pumelele. And then they will attend to the official B version of the bill. And then what we will do, just for the sake of members, and if it's okay with the members, you know, the current MS Word version that we were going through, because I can see members like to see that, to see where the changes are. I would like to remove, not delete, remove the yellow so that there's no confusion as to what was decided today, and then include the yellow, the amendments agreed to today in yellow, so that it's very easy for members to see what was agreed to today and make sure that we have the right wording. And then that one, give us a day or two for that one, but it's an unofficial version in any event. We will email it to Shireen to distribute to members, if that is okay with the committee.
But by next week, the
I don't know how long the B version takes.
From our side, it's not going to take long. We'll finish tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then after that, it should go to CREDA for printing. And then we need to check the proof to see everything is correctly aligned in the B version.
But
so I think we can, by Tuesday, it should be finished. It should be ready.
Okay. It's not a bad time. Tuesday will be fine.
Good.
Okay, now let us move then. Give you that proposal. And DG, are you fine? You think that the work has been done? When you go to court once, I started and being a member of parliament, they were lazy. They simply take the bill as it is, and therefore it is their duty now to defend it in court. You go to court to Honorable Mukolo Mukolo and say, we tried all our levels, but the interpretation is, of course, is the High Court that will interpret it the way they want to interpret it. The processes and procedures we are here for. Because the court may interpret it one way or another, not what we have interpreted. But the court will rely on us, how we interpret everywhere for them to change. Particularly, the issue that was raised that we are just reinforcing the Bantu 10 type of thing. And then the gender issue of addressing now. We also agree about this issue that was raised by Honorable of this cancer, the composition 60-40, what is this is all about? It's very clear now that it's covering everyone, male and female, old and young, general, that are going to work accordingly. And then, of course, if you are 2 seconds to court, we'll explain how this is. And then the commission will start working after the president has signed the bill, and then need to be appointed, all those issues, they belong to the president. As far as the National Assembly is concerned, by Tuesday, we sign off the work that we have done, and then put through the processes of the ATC, and the date, then when I will intend to, we'll find the appropriate date where the bill is presented for debate in the chamber. And then after debating, the chamber agrees with us, well and truly they reject it back again for some sort of system. It's not likely for the chamber to reject it. great deal of work has been done by the chief. In the complex field, because they're trying to look at the future at the same time carry the present and the past simultaneously. That is a difficult job. Because we are thinking for the future, but we can't ignore that the present and also the past. Combination of these two or three is very difficult for us. And because these boundaries are still there, they are there. And they were created by those who created them, not because we want them, but they are there. We can't ignore them. The present situation of tribal authorities is still there. And then, but we are looking for the future traditional hands. We are combining these two. That's then the most complex thing. You are happy for that. And happy for honorable sister, my sister, you are fine?
Yes, sir.
Would you think that we have done whatever, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you reserve, you are right. Honorable Mahem, are you happy?
For the moment, yes, sir.
You think that will change?
Sorry?
You will change. No, not you. I think you're more than persuaded now. More than persuaded now. Because I think we engage it very well, members engage it comradely, and then members of parliament, they did very well. Anyway, we drink together, members. There's no harm at all. There's a bar here.
Professor,
can you laugh this far? I like this bar. I like this bar because it's a very strange bar. Remember, they hate the word outside. But you are surprised, Professor, when you come to the bar, they are laughing, they are joking, they are hugging each other. If you are just a supporter or don't understand politics, then you can really start beating people up out of the way. When members are joined like this side, they are taking care of them. That is what you do. Say we are fine. One of my colleagues, one of my
colleagues.
That is a direct opposition.
Being opposition for the sake of being
opposition. He's not informed by any principle.
No.
Colleagues, thank you very much for this. I think let us move to our program. There's a proposed program in front of you, honorable members. Thank you again, Director General and the team for your good work. Next week again, tomorrow of course you are appearing before the committee. And then of course, as you are appearing before the committee, you will be briefing us on visa issues there, your department, and the DCOP. DCOP generally is not doing very well.
Chair, just on the program, a couple of things. First of all, Chair, I'd just like to put it on record that I am very concerned that today there was a meeting held by the Portfolio Committee on Energy, which I spoke to you about last night, at which the Department of Cooperative Governance, SELGA, and ESCOM were present, and NISA were present. Now that our department and two of our entities present at a Department of Energy Portfolio Committee meeting, and which this committee was not invited. That really concerns me, and I'd like that to be put on record, and I'd really request that you take this matter up with the Chair of Chairs. Chair, just as far as the program itself goes,
can we finalize that one? Because I know that DG also attended the by invitation. Yes.
There might have been miscommunication. The expectation when the Chair made the opening remarks, the Chair was actually wondering, he said, this meeting was supposed to be a joint meeting of the portfolio committee. And so it's a matter that they'll also be coming back to you to check. So they were expecting you to be there.
Yesterday, in fact, I met with the chairperson. They were coming for the study group here. I said that we're going to meet each other tomorrow. But there's no invitation. And it was a very difficult thing. Because there's no invitation, it's very difficult to attend those meetings when you are not invited. But if they do come to us, I think members of the committee will be able again to engage. Already there's a proposal, if they do that ourselves, we can initiate that meet with them. I don't think that's intention on their side. Second, that is the Secretariat, they didn't implement what they're supposed to implement. The second thing was the taking up. But we indicated to him last night that no, but we're not in high tension. And the signature verified that we're not in high tension. We should have, of course, we had our own mission, we're not going to attack it. But I think we must have a joint mission again. There's no harm at all. Let us look at the calendar then. Tomorrow.
Sorry, Chair. Then the two issues on the program that I wanted to address. The first is that I've written to you requesting that we have an urgent meeting about ESCOM, with ESCOM, SELGA, and the department about the municipal tackles that are currently happening and have been happening for some time. And that should be a joint meeting with public enterprises and
energy.
And energy, and possibly even treasury, I don't know. But that's something that, that needs to happen, and it needs to happen quickly because these municipalities cannot pay the amounts that are expected of them.
Are there CGRs switch off? As we talk now, are there still switching off?
Municipalities.
Oh, yes. No, no, in fact, there are.
Yeah.
First aid actually informed me last week, he was saying they were going to switch off on a number of municipalities, and he was saying, what do we do? And I told him that we were coming to this meeting, and tomorrow I'm meeting the DG of Public Enterprise, if they are here, and the SALGA, the ESCOM, and the, so that we'll look at what it is that can be done to mitigate this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why can't we make it a broader meeting
then? Sure, that was going to be my exact point. Why can't we meet tomorrow afternoon and have a joint meeting to discuss these matters in a big forum?
Because they are here, all of them already, maybe let us take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Have a meeting, what we are having our meeting start at 10, eh? Our meeting start at 10, maybe afternoon at 5, 4, there's no switching.
No.
At 4 we can then start a joint meeting, there will be monthly study group here and there, but we can sacrifice that for these bigger issues. Who's going to prepare for it now? Because I know that you are invited, you are there.
I was the convener of these other people.
Okay.
So what I'll do, I'll just link up with our, the head of Secretariat in our department to suggest that instead of having a sideshow, the full committee is indicating that we should meet all of us here. So that's, you know, because Salga's presentation was a very good presentation. You know, what amazed me, they've taken an aerial view of the chairperson would be very distraught about this. They were showing Alexandra is subsidizing funds.
Is that
the poor
funds?
Yeah. So what is it? They were showing the figures. Because Santen is, you know, ESCOM is providing electricity in Santen, not in Alexandra. In Alexandra is a municipality. Now, municipality can only collect rates and taxes in Alexandra, but not on the other side. And so it was a very awkward situation. So we will also Saga will be here as well.
Can we take a view that then we meet with them tomorrow? You propose to the administrative side of things that we meet with them, then with the public enterprises, energy, ourselves, we meet with the staff for tomorrow. Hear what are the issues there. And I don't think it will take us long though, because there's a lot of work. This issue of, I think, that causes a lot of problems economically and otherwise. Then you will see how we deal with that idea.
Sure, we need a big venue for that. I think somewhere like Good Hope or 249 or something like that. Because there's three portfolio committees, ESCOM, SELGA, NISA, Treasury.
It's a big venue. Okay. And then we have to talk to because I told you to talk to the rest of this meeting. Because anyway, they met, they affected us, they were not invited, sure they must invite them now. I think formally the letter will come out, I think it's in the agent meeting. They're expecting us there, I think they'll officially. I'm not sure another COVID is necessary. The water and sanitation is not a critical incident. Because the water was a big problem.
Chair, at this point the issue is electricity.
Yeah.
And I think let's focus on the electricity issue. We can come back to water and sanitation once we've sorted out the crisis. We can then deal with the other issues after.
Okay, can we do that or not? Okay. The letter will get out immediately after this, indicating the meeting, and we'll try to get a bigger thing. It should happen quickly. I think in that city, I think we just forgot to do that one. So Shepherd knew that we are coming when we are not coming. So we didn't, we are not invited. So that's fighting. Okay. Let's go back to the program.
Okay, sorry, the next issue.
What is the next issue? Trillion.
Trillion.
What
JR1, the Minister, Mr. Bobat, Ms. Goodson, Mr. Wiley, the Department to come and answer questions about Trillion. And I want us to have a meeting at which they answer those questions. It's oversight. It's exactly what the AG was on about this morning. It's about holding people accountable, and when we increase accountability, we decrease corruption. So let's get in here. If they've got nothing to hide, that's great. But let's find out whether or not there is state capture here and what we're doing about it.
Well, we must. I'm not sure you're proposing a commission.
No, Chair, I'm not. I'm asking questions. Chair, I'm not proposing a commission
okay.
or any kind of inquiry
okay.
or anything like that. I'm asking
okay.
that we do oversight on the department's relationship with Trillion Capital Management, Trillion Management Consulting, and Oliver Wyman Management Consulting, and let's get answers as to whether or not there's been money spent there, if so, what it was for, what we want to know how they spent their budget.
The minister is on holiday, on the
7th? No, I think he's on leave.
He's on leave.
Yeah.
When the minister is back on leave, then must come.
Okay. What's your leave for, Chief?
Huh?
How long is your leave for?
I don't know.
I think that's for a week.
That's for a week.
So next week, Chief? Just next week?
I will try next week. It's not a commission of inquiry. It's just an ordinary oversight over the second. Separating the two, because other one is a long process. This one is just oversight function over the executive. The question that will be posed, and then the minister will be able to assist us to answer those questions. Okay. Okay, colleagues, let us go back to any other letter on the Wilmenham?
Not right now, okay? Maybe next week.
No, but the electricity one cut off, I think, this one. Must be resolved, but otherwise it's affecting the economy and the local area. The trillion one must be resolved. The minister must come before the committee to raise questions and answer some of the questions. It's not an inquiry. We are not setting up any inquiry. It's just an ordinary oversight function. Okay, let's move on. Department is here tomorrow, TJ. MISA and ECOP didn't perform very well in terms of the forces of general. On Thursday, one of the members, Falka, is here. Demarcation Board is here. CRL is here on Thursday. Tuesday, again, is discussion on our year report. That is Thursday, Tuesday, next week. The invitation is on for the 10th of October. 10th of October is next week Tuesday. During the is 1:30, 9:30 to 1:30. So let's see when the 10th is Tuesday. Can we survive discussing this report on PR the next following time, if we do have time? we can also meet up at a meeting. The meeting ended when we started school. There's no decision. We started school. Just for a report. I think this report will be very short report. The ERR report is very short, straightforward, I think. Okay, would be this joint meeting convened by education, basic education. Let's see, October 11th, report to be adopted. The bigger issue on our members would be the 17th of October.
Sorry, Chase, before we go on to the 17th, on the 11th, because I mean, I think that adoption will go quite quickly.
Yeah.
On the 11th, should we not put the adoption of the CKLB onto the program for that?
That's next week, the Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us put it there. I think we'll give the team enough time. CGU, we think by then the department will be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Adoption of the 11th. Okay, we move on then, honourable member. Then we deal with this report, the advice of the report. We set aside 2 days for discussion on the report. 17 and 18. We must look at it and see what I said. But it's a report that is very different. Let us move on. 5/24 to the DG again, department updating us about proposed legislation. We know that there's a bit of McAteer, I'm not sure how far it is. The introduction of ourselves and the justice we have to do, in fact, we have to go for public hearing. This program can change from this. If that is taken through, the Matatiera issue, the Musa issue.
Politics of convenience, yes?
It is not. That is a real political leadership, but listen to the masses. When the masses say, please, take us there, leadership must go there, listen to them, take them where they need to
be. It has nothing to do with the ARC and the Kurulen,
Let's move on, colleagues, on that. The workshop is proposed on intergovernmental relations. We'll see again. There are opportunities, a lot of planning. State of local government, 7 November. 14 November. 20 meeting with science and technology on scientific innovation of for local government. That one will be very interesting. And I think the department professor of the health lives in what is new and idea. And then many other issues raised, that's creeping in terms of legislation that they have. If there are no legislation again, you find another issue. Maybe even oversight within some of the areas. But by that time anyway, I think we'll be doing public hearing on the demarcation issue that I was saying. Balfour, all other areas where people are not happy. And therefore, all those areas. There's a lot of work like that that has to be done. We head with the program as it stands, amended according. It's the same that we will be doing. Around November, we don't know exactly what will be the change that may come in here.
Okay, on the 31st October, there's going to be a formal request from the Deputy Minister Nel, who is leading on the IUDF. He will request that it be moved to a week following that because there is a pressing engagement on that day, which he cannot miss. And
but then will be the following week that starts on the 14th.
the even if it's the 7th.
When is that part? Any other date?
Any other date?
But why can't you put in November? The date where there's nothing right now. Well,
okay.
I thought that we need also to have other committees participating in that work. And then it can't happen unless there's other preparation for that. Maybe put it as around November, 15 November or 20th November. I'd put it there. But simply mean that the department and they must make thorough preparation. That you don't go to meeting and see. The members of parliament are very busy. If they go to anything, it's not exciting. Don't leave you, remain yourself there. But one by one they go and leave you there. They don't even apologize at that. And then try to work it out. The whole Nell is going to work it out. And then we have to invite other committees. And then energy, I guess, water one, those are the general, also is the NCAP committee general in government because of cooperative nations. You can invite many other committees, economic committees, all those committees. Let us try to plan it well. Let us plan it well. Okay. Police, can we agree then that we are meeting tomorrow at 9? At 10? Is 10 okay, Colin? If you start late and you want to set 8, 10 is fine. Okay. Because you can meet even, study group can meet up at 8 if you want to meet. Until 10, you cannot go to. Just to ensure that you give your session at time. Can we adjourn the meeting accordingly, honorable members? Thank you for your contribution. Thank you, DC. You are seeing the department tomorrow. How is the disaster management team? Is it working? Is it working? You're on track. The drought in the Western Cape is bigger than we thought. I hope we are going to have water very soon, otherwise I think that's right. And then COP and disaster team, they'll be really expected to work. Because if it doesn't rain, what is going to be called? I'm not sure anyway, Mayhem now. The level of water in the Western Cape is almost gone.
30-something.
30-something. Yeah, really, nice. But disaster team, I think, is one check for that. And I need a lot of money. Okay, thank you very much, police. Thanks for them. And all of you. Everything is attendant.
Why are you talking to me?